This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I'm Dave Baker.
And I'm Andrew Price.
Welcome to Deep Cuts, the podcast where we pick a topic and walk you through the ins, outs, and nitty-gritty, so you can appear like an interesting and idiosyncratic person at your next forced social function. Today's topic is...
the history of candy corn.
What is candy corn? It's a seasonal confectionery treat that's sold throughout the month of October, and is thought of by some as the worst candy ever made. Others love it, but either way, it has a dark history that nobody knows. Because one fateful day, John F. Wait, hold on. I completely forgot. We can't do this right now. It's almost 10.
No way, Dave. No way.
Andrew, come on. They're rerunning the Bacon and Legs Miami Nights Halloween special on Storytron.
Come on, man. I told you I don't want to watch that anymore. You know how painful it was for me?
Yeah, I know you always went full method when portraying legs, especially during the heroin arc on Bacon and Legs Miami Nights, the ill-fated short-lived reboot, but... come on, man, this stuff is really good. Come on, bro. Watch some of it with me. Just for old time's sake.
Fine. Just for a little bit.
Bacon and legs. They're together and it's gonna be forever. Bacon and legs.
Miami Nights.
Bacon and legs! Get in here!
Yo, Chief, where the Halloween party at? I'm trying to meet up with the girl who all the bad guys want.
Timeless topical song reference that will in no way date this conversation to the year 2002, Bacon, my man!
For a couple of teen buddy detective pop star werewolf hunters with alternative personalities so they can live a normal high school life, but also those alternate personalities accidentally got a record deal when you performed at a high school talent show, so now you're in two different famous bands that are rivals? There is no party. Just another job. You're heading out to Woochie Manor.
The estate of the legendary boy detective and our personal childhood hero, Choochie Woochie?
I thought that place was haunted!
There's been reports of some kind of large creature lurking in the outer-lying woods abducting groundskeepers. You're gonna head out there and investigate. And then afterwards, you're performing at the annual Woochie Manor Halloween party.
Aw, man. I knew there'd be a party. I just didn't know we'd be the entertainment.
Wait, which band is performing?
I'm not the police chief / talent manager for your alternate personalities band. That's your own deal.
We'll be right back to our culture's most important work, Bacon and Legs, Miami Nights, the Halloween special, after these brief messages.
Hello, citizens. It's me, the president of Neo Purgatory 7, Bartled Stormpipe. I just wanted to drop in and say that, like all of you out there, myself and my family are nestled on our couches this All Hallows Eve enjoying the Bacon and Legs Miami Nights Halloween special. But while we're taking a break, I wanted to speak to you about this important upcoming election.
You know, that held up better than I thought it would.
See? I told you it would.
What the fuck?
The lights are out!
What the fuck is that over there?
Guys, it's me. You've literally lived with a
actual demon for like 5 years. How are you not used to this?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Hilsmer.
Yeah, this is getting ridiculous. I keep pissing my pants every time you walk into a room. It's real rough.
Well, the electricity is out.
I'll go get the candles and the flashlights.
What the fuck, guys? What'd you do? I was trying to watch Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. It was just getting to the good stuff with Ricardo Montalban.
Hilsmer, all you ever do is watch movies featuring Ricardo Montalban. You realize that there are other movies, right? It's not like some weird alien thing where you somehow thought that those are the only movies that ever existed, right?
No way. I love all kinds of fucked up stuff. I just also happen to love Ricardo Montalban. He's an actor, unfairly held back by his accent. He's a brilliant performer, not adequately praised in his own time. He also happens to have amazing pectorals in Wrath of Khan.
Okay, well, whatever you say, man.
Well, it looks like we're almost out of candles. I found just this one.
I guess it doesn't matter too much since we're about to head out to the Mystery Treehouse Investigation Agency Interoffice Halloween Party.
True. I've been looking forward to it for months. I even made my own Nutty Professor costume.
Wow, that's amazing. How did you make yourself look like the entire Klump family?
Space magic I borrowed from Hilsmer.
What the fuck, Andrew? I told you didn't stop going through my stuff.
Well, look guys, I'm gonna go as Chino from the Deftones because, you know, I'm such a huge fan of dude bro bands and stuff like Deftones and Chevelle, which are both very similar and definitely belong in the same musical grouping.
I don't have the time to go down that rabbit hole, man. Hilsmer, what are you gonna go as?
Nothing. Halloween is fucking stupid.
You sure, man? You could whip up a costume real quick and join us. I'm sure everyone would want to see you. A lot of our coworkers listen to Hilsmer's pirate radio station.
That's shocking. I'd have assumed that your coworkers or employees or whatever would have really bad taste because, you know, their whole lives are devoted to making deep cuts.
Just come. It's going to be socially distanced, totally safe, and you'll get to, you know, wear a fun costume.
You think I gave a shit about your party safety guidelines? I'm immune to Earth pestilence. I'm not immune to annoying people that I hate, so I'm not going. The only thing I'm doing tonight is hanging out here and watching my dude Ricardo.
Literally, the power is out, Hilsmer. Come.
Fuck you, Dave. No.
Okay, Hilsmer. Well, tell everyone you said hello.
I've never said hello to anyone in my entire life. They'll know you're lying. Thought those guys would never leave. Space Jesus. All I want to do is kick back and eat a handful of these random space mushrooms that an anonymous listener of Hilsmer's pirate radio station mailed me. Who cares if I can't see anything because the lights are out? I'm going to be seeing stars after eating whatever the fuck these are. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It feels like each of my strands of fur have little tiny hands and they're all getting grabby. What the fuck?
Package delivery for you, my friend, from me, mailman Andrew W.K.
What the hell? Andrew W.K.? You're a mailman?
I am? Of course I am! But am I not? Life is all about possibilities. Maybe it's all just a party between you and me and this package.
So, is this like a weird performance art thing, or are you paying off a mortgage or something?
Just sign.
Huh. A package addressed to Andrew and Dave from Charles Wexler Weller. I should probably just open it and sell whatever's inside because they're not here. Mystery Treehouse number 666? The case of the Halloween special? I can't sell this bullshit. It doesn't even have Wi-Fi. Fuck it. There's no power and I'm tripping ball on these space mushrooms. Maybe I'll try reading for the first time. Can't be that hard. Let's see. If I remember correctly, from that one episode of Fantasy Island where Ricardo Montalban was reading a book at the beginning of a scene, you start from the right end of the book, and read the words right from left, from bottom to the top. Here goes nothing. Huh? What the fuck is going on? The power's back?
And now, back to this year's broadcast of Bacon and Legs, Miami Night's Halloween special.
Why is it so windy in here all of a sudden? I really must be tripping ball because the words in this book sound familiar. Wait a minute. That was a fake cover. This isn't some dumb children's mystery novel. It's the Squampinomicon, the most sacred of evil texts from the deep depths of space hell. What have I done? Oh my god, a portal is opening up in the TV. Blue lights everywhere. A glittery figure in the distance. What the fuck is happening?
Heelsburg's going to hell. Heelsburg's going to hell. He stuck his nose into the wrong wood, and now he's going to hell. He should have been nicer to Andrew and Dave, but now he's going to hell. He shouldn't have insinuated that Andrew W. feels more, and now he's going to hell. Heelsburg's going to hell.
What the fuck just happened? Where am I?
Hello, Heelsmer.
Who the fuck are you?
It's me, Paul Lind.
Paul Lind? Who's that? I have no idea who you are. Should I? Are you famous?
Well, someone woke up on the wrong side of the space bed. Jeez.
Who are you? What's going on?
Like I said, my small red Muppet friend, I'm Paul Lind, or rather, the ghost of Paul Lind, here from beyond the grave.
Where the hell are we?
That's a complicated question. In a sense, we're deep within the torture dimensions of space hell. In another sense, we're inside Bacon and Legs Miami Nights Halloween Special. It looks as if that's the physical form of your pain and judgment is chosen to take. And specifically, we're in the woods outside of Choochie Woochie Manor.
Oh god. We're trapped inside that shitty TV show everyone on Earth for some reason loves? This really is my own personal space hell. Wait, why is a 1970s comedian who's nearly been completely culturally forgotten in space hell instead of regular human hell?
So you do know who I am!
I live with Dave. Of course I do. It just took me a minute to place you because, you know, I can't remember dumb shit. It's literally the second thing I ever said in Deep Cut's canon.
Oh, yeah. An original Heelsmer appearance number one is really hot right now on the speculator market. If I had one, I'd CGC that shit.
So what do I have to do? You're supposed to be my guide or something, right?
To be honest, I have no idea. One minute I was getting high as a kite in my house in the Hollywood Hills with my dogs, and next minute I'm sitting here talking to a foul-mouthed Muppet.
Well, I've seen this stupid special a million times. They play it every year. I guess we probably have to walk up to the mansion in the center of the woods and solve some mystery or something. I don't know.
Lead the way, my little red friend.
Oh, man. This is a big forest.
I haven't walked this much since my wife told me she'd follow me to the ends of the earth. And so I went there to call her bluff.
That's what passed for funny at one point on Earth, huh? Oh, did you hear that?
There's something in the woods with us.
Who the fuck is that?
Well, well, well. If it isn't a couple of stinky mortal creatures trespassing in my wood.
Who the hell are you?
Is it not obvious?
No.
A big lion's mane, snakes for arms, and body of a tree, feet of a gorilla. Afraid not, sweetheart. I mean, my third wife was a piece of work, but I think I'd remember something like you crawling out of bed in the morning.
That's weird and regressive. Do you really not know who I am?
No, bro.
Then allow me to introduce myself. They call me the K-E-E-P-E-R of the forest, and I'm here to blow your mind. Long before the
the trees and the rocks and the rivers and lands. I've existed since the motherfucking dawn of time. Don't look into my eyes, cause I got a surprise. I'll crush you underneath the rock like the Lord of the Flies. I'll steal your soul with my mystical vision in the forest that's called the spiritual circumcision. Call me the keeper, the wooden grim reaper. I've already invaded your mind, but I could go deeper. So don't be a pain, cause I'm insane. I'll steal your brain if you invade my domain. Many years ago, I was a chosen soul. I had to guard everything because they told me so. So don't you fuck with me, you're out of luck with me. I'll have your body in contortions of agony. And if you step to me, your mortal soul will bleed. I'll have you locked up for all of eternity. There is no mortal man who can invade my land. He will go down with my immortal hand. So call me the keeper, the wooden grim reaper. I've already invaded your mind, but I could go deeper. So don't be a pain, cause I'm insane. I'll steal your brain if you invade my domain. I am the keeper of the forest, and you're a tourist, so by the follicles of my mighty mane. Get the fuck out of my peaceful forest before you learn the motherfucking definition of pain. Call me the keeper, the wooden grim reaper. I've already invaded your mind, but I could go deeper. So don't be a pain, cause I'm insane. I'll kill your brain if you invade my domain.
And now that I've formally introduced myself, I must now tell you my secondary night job, which is the chief of security for the Choochie Woochie Manor.
You have a night job?
Hey, what do you expect? Rent's too damn high. So anyway, the lord of the manor has now requested that I escort you off the premises. Come with me or face the consequences.
I guess we should go with him.
All right, I don't even care. The whole thing is literally dumb. Not much of a conversationalist. You had a lot of bravado during that rap song and just kind of petered out.
You know what they say about men with big raps.
Don't even want to follow you down that thread.
So, Brett's good?
Yeah. So, what's the deal with this whole thing? You have like a legion of beast servants that are waiting in the woods ready to come out and rip our throats out if we dare run away from you?
No, not really. It's just kind of me.
Oh, really? Fuck this.
Ow!
Quick, let's hide out in that abandoned karaoke booth over there before he wakes up. Oh, that was easy. More like Keeper getting fucking knocked out.
Yeah, who do you think taught him how to rap?
I don't know. Look, we finally reached the mansion.
Choochie Woochie Manor. You know, Andrew and Dave based this off the real Choochie Woochie in his mansion. I believe they call that an Easter egg. I wouldn't know, though, because I'm Episcopalian.
Who hurt you?
Hilsmer, look out behind you!
Huh? Oh.
That club isn't going to work on me, big boy. I'm a ghost. Oh no! My ultimate enemy! A vacuum! Which was also my wife's ultimate enemy. She never did any of the cleaning around the house!
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Where are we?
Oh no, it's even worse than I thought it would be.
Why? Where are we? What is this room? What the fuck is going on?
I thought I'd never see this room again.
Why does everything look like it's in the 1970s? And why does that mirror have little lights all around the edge? Who is it?
Hi, Mr. Hilsmer? Just so you're aware, we're going to be ready for you in 5 minutes if you wanted to come with me.
Come where? I'm so confused right now.
If you'll just follow me, I'll be taking you to set.
To set? What is going on?
Well, hello to our lovely studio audience. I'm your intrepid boy host and long-dead patriarch of this estate, Choochie Woochie, resurrected from the grave when Hilsmer uttered the verboten text of the Squanchonomicon. I've now been tasked with serving as the final judge, jury, and executioner for Hilsmer's doomed fate in the inner circle of space hell, where he'll either escape a free demon or be consumed by the eternal flames. Welcome to Hollywood Scares, the game show that Hilsmer will compete in for his very soul. Tonight's contestants are Hilsmer Spacha Demon and the ghost of Paul Lynn.
What?
They can see me.
But before we get started, let's meet our beloved stars.
Oh my god, this set is amazing. It's a gigantic demonic tic-tac-toe board. I'm loving the feng shui.
First up, you know him for the Twilight Zone. You love him for his acerbic personality, Rod Serling!
I'm Rod Serling, and today, the dimension we're traveling into is fun.
Bane!
What a lovely, lovely, high-pitched, squeaky voice.
Dandrew, the horrible combination clone of Andrew and Dave!
It hurts to even be rank.
Chrissy Hanhands!
I'm Chris Hansen, and all I have to say is shaggy to dope.
Casey Kasem!
I'm Keishi Kasem, and today our number one single is gonna be called Let's Play Some Tic-Tac-Toe on a Giant Demonic Tic-Tac-Toe Board.
Shaggy to dope!
Man, I don't even understand how we're on this set right now. We're all, like, connected by these squares. Like, how are these squares connected? Is that, like, magnets holding us all together? And magnets? How do they work?
The lead singer from Chevelle that no one remembers the name of! And, of course, our beloved, long-tenured, ever-popular center square, Real Life Paul Lynn!
Oh, thank you, thank you. You're all too kind. What the fuck? I'm both a ghost and a real person.
Okay, you all know the rules. We're all going to compete in a game of horror-themed tic-tac-toe in order to determine if Hilsmer and his ghostly companion will be allowed to travel back to their home dimension through the previously aligned and charitably donated demonic portal. Or if we'll be allowed to eat them because everyone in this dimension is secretly a cannibal.
Is it really cannibalism if you're eating me? I'm just a muppety-looking space demon, so, you know, I think technically I'm free to go.
I think you're missing the point, my friend. We're gonna get eaten if we don't win the game.
Well, not really. You see, whoever wins the game gets to go home. Whoever loses gets eaten. You know, play your hardest. Especially you, Pauline. We love ghost bones! And with that, let's play Hollywood Scares! Hilsmer, you won the backstage coin toss, so you'll be selecting the first star.
I don't even know how to play tic-tac-toe. I'm from space. X's don't exist in space.
Pick someone, or die.
I pick Casey Kasem.
I'm Casey Kasem, ready for the questions, Mr. Choochie Woochie.
What actor, who played an iconic horror movie slasher, also directed the beloved cult film, The Last Starfighter.
I'm Geiji Geishim, and coming in at the number one slot of people I'm sure played both Michael Myers and also directed The Last Starfighter is the guy you love to hate, but not really, because his career hasn't really done anything to write home about, Nick Castle.
Hilsmer, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I think it was Nick Castle. I know a lot about horror movies because that's really all I do. Just stay home and watch Earth movies and smoke space weed.
And that's correct. X gets the square.
Still don't know what that means.
Okay, Mr. Ghost of Paul Inn, you are up.
Well, I'll take Bane. I love a man with an affinity for wearing a car engine on his face.
Mr. Bane, are you ready?
I was born in horror trivia. You nearly are the host of this game show. Or something.
Okay. How many people associated with The Exorcist died during production of the film?
Trivia? This is your reckoning, because I know this answer. It is 9 people, Chuchi.
I don't even know if that's correct or not. That seems kind of high.
You must either agree or disagree, Mr. Ghost of Paul Inn. That is how the game plays.
I'm a sucker for a man whose biceps are the size of my head, so I guess I'll agree.
You chose wisely, Mr. Ghost of Paul Inn. The answer, in fact, is 9. The tragic deaths include a brief selection of Jack McGowan, who played Burke Dennings, Linda Blair's grandfather, a night watchman, and a special effects artist.
Jesus. I mean, I literally don't care if anybody on Earth lives or dies, but that's dark.
Indeed it is, Hilsmer. Indeed it is. Please make your next selection.
I'll take Christopher Hansen for the block.
I'm Chris Hansen. Let's all have a seat. Right over there. Where we are. Right now. And play this game.
Mr. Hansen, which slasher film villain wears a mask inspired by an Edvard Munch painting?
I'm Chris Hansen. I'm not a horror movie fan. Life itself is filled with more horror than I'd like to see. I'm going to go with Halloween.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's Scream.
That's correct. It is in fact Scream. That was the answer we were looking for. And with that, the game is all locked up and it's Hilsmer's turn.
I'm gonna go Shaggy to Dope.
You know, that's crazy that you chose me, because how do I work?
So, Mr. Tadope, how much screen time does Freddy Krueger get in the original film, A Nightmare on Elm Street?
I'm a huge Freddy fan. I love the way he wears sweaters. Like, how do sweaters work? Huge shout out to the man who rocks fall fashion even during the summer. I'm gonna go 22 minutes of screen time.
I have no idea. That sounds right to me.
Oh no, I'm sorry, Hilsmer. The right answer is 7 minutes of screen time. 7. Mr. Ghost of Paul Inn.
I'll take Rod Serling.
You're entering a dimension of sight, of sound, and of useless knowledge that literally no one needs.
Which iconic horror film was produced in just 7 days?
If I were a betting man, I'd say Blair Witch Project.
As a ghost, I know this because a bunch of my ghost friends worked on the project. And, it's Paranormal Activity.
That is correct. Well, Hilsmer, it's not looking good for you. You're going to need a quick upset to really make this happen. Who are you going to choose next?
Well, I don't even know, because my brain is just fucking split in half right now from everything that I'm seeing and experiencing, but I love the idea of Dave and Andrew being in pain, and so I'm gonna go with Dandrew, because it's like being able to look at a single person and seeing both of those things happening at once.
Oh God, let the pain stop. I'm not meant for this world.
In the first 2 Hellraiser films, how many people play Frankie Cotton?
I can feel my spine separating.
Yeah, that's not it. I'm gonna go 3.
It looks like it's almost over for you, Hilsmer. We're gonna be dining on Space Demon tonight. Who are you choosing?
I'll take real-life Paul Lynn from an alternate dimension.
Saving the best for last, I see. And just in case you're wondering, I did murder that guy in this dimension.
Real Paul Lynn, who was responsible for releasing the deadly virus in 28 days later?
Well, unlike my esteemed counterpart from the afterlife, I'm not much of a horror hound. I prefer my bodily fluids exchanged in real life. I'm gonna go an evil scientist.
No, no, no! It's by animal rights activists!
You're...
Oh, God! Years of diet pills and cocaine-induced heart attack is hitting me. Someone is murdering me. We'll never know.
Oh my God. Did Paul Lynn just die?
Indeed he did. But he gave it to you right. So that's a win for you. And under the bylaws of Hollywood Scares, because of what happened last time with Charles Nelson Reilly, you get to go again if your celebrity dies. So, this is your chance to win. And Paul Lynn will be replaced with Alfred Hitchcock.
Hello. I have a thing for blondes. And also my movies are usually very timid around sexuality. Despite the fact that I have cock literally in my name.
Well, considering I don't want the answer to take 4 fucking hours, I'm gonna go with the guy from Chevelle that no one remembers his name. So light!
Mr. Guy from Chevelle who no one remembers his name. Why were most of Colin Clive's scenes in Bride of Frankenstein shot with him sitting down? So light!
Yeah, I totally agree with the guy from Chevelle. It was because he had broken his leg in a horse riding accident. Very well put.
Well, Hilsmer, looks like you won the competition on Hollywood Scares. Congratulations. Too bad for you. Everyone from this dimension's a piece of shit, so we're still gonna eat you anyway.
Oh, shit. Wait, what is that? In the distance? Is that another portal?
No, it's me. Real Paul Lynn returned as a ghost. What? There's more than one ghost to Paul Lind? Yes, Paul Lind. We're both ghosts now. Oh my God, we're being sucked together. I can't save myself. I'm being merged with myself. We're Mega Lind. Hilsmer, save yourself, my small red friend. Run, another portal is opening. We'll send off these cannibalistic fictional characters from this Hell Dimension TV show.
But what about you? We've grown so close in our time being tricked into participating in this cannibalistic game show throwback to something that I don't fully understand still.
Save yourself, my small furry friend. We'll meet again. Besides, maybe I can convince them not to eat me. They do need a new Paul Lynn for their center square. Run, Hilsmer! Run!
I'll never forget you, Ghost of Paul Lynn, merged with a different Ghost of Paul Lynn to become Mega Lind! Oh my God. I feel like my hearts are broken. In our brief time together, I really felt like the Ghost of Paul Lynn taught me how to love. And then merging with a different Paul Lynn brought in this whole polyamory thing that I was really feeling. I'm gonna be a better roommate and a better friend. Yeah, for sure. Oh shit, I didn't eat the rest of these space mushrooms before I left. Hells yeah. I'm gonna settle in and finish Planet of the Apes.
Oh, hey Hilsmer. Well, if you're wondering, you didn't miss too much at the inner office party. Wasn't that big a deal. Most people didn't show up out of safety concerns, which is really honestly understandable. What'd you get into here?
Oh, you know, not that much. Not that much at all. Winks to audience.
Okay, well, I'm tired. I'm gonna hit the sack.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, guys?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I'm not always the best roommate.
Oh, Hilsmer, it's okay, man. We get it. But also, I'm kind of impressed that you'd even say that.
Don't make a thing out of it. It's just because I'm high. Fuck, I probably won't even remember this in the morning. I fucking hate you. Want to smash your head with a hammer.
Okay, Hilsmer. Okay.
Night, guys. Time to throw on some apes. I don't know. I don't even want to finish this. Not in the mood. Hey, all you Squomp Jomps and Bilk Borks. This is Hilsmer's Pirate Radio Station wishing you a happy Halloween. We're going to be taking you into the early hours of All Hallows Eve tonight with a special song that isn't from my home planet. It's something I recorded inside of an abandoned karaoke booth in the middle of a rich guy's forest with one of my best friends in the world.
They say freak when you're singled out. The red,
well, it filters through. So lay down, the thread is real.
Don't you know when it is sight
goes red again? See red again, see red again, see red again. Slip away
to clear your mind. When asked who made it show, the truth. He gives into most.
So lay down.
The threat is real. When his sight goes red again.
Yeah, Ghost of Pollard. Shred our faces off. Where'd that guitar come from?
So lay down.
The thread is real. When his sight goes red again. So lay down. The thread is real. When his sight goes red again. Seeing red again, freak. When you're singled out. It filters through. Wait, should I tell Andrew and Dave that this Charles Wexler Weller guy is trying to kill them by sending them a disguised copy of the Squampanomicon so that they can be sent to a dimension filled by cannibals? I'll just do it in the morning. I'm sure I'll remember. Tasty, tasty space mushrooms.
Deep Cuts is a production by Boy Genius Media. If you'd like to find this show and others like it, please visit boygeniusmedia.com or deepcutspod.com.
If you want to join in on post-episode discussions, please join the Deep Cuts Podcast Facebook group. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel for additional video content.
The incidental music for this episode was created by the Dead Boy Detectives, who...
A bad devoted eye fisher.